Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the practical steps, the practical advices of things to bring into our lives to make a change, when a person wants to make a change. Now what is the practical prescription, what things he should do, what things he shouldn't do. So we started with the first five, just to quickly recap. The first one is a person must give up gunas, give up sins. All sorts of sins a person should give up. Number two is a person should take special care to fulfill the rights of others. When it comes to the rights, the obligation, both monetary, both physical of others, be very careful to fulfill the rights of others. And number three we did was a person should make it a point of bringing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his life. Every sunnah he should give great importance and great emphasis for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to come into his life. And here also it is mentioned that a person should see that what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked, even as far as his eating is concerned, what he liked as far as his drinking is concerned, we should also like that and try and bring that into our lives also. Number four, person should completely refrain from disgracing the awliyaullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person in no way should run them down, disgrace them, because this has a very, very detrimental effect on a person's spiritual progress. Number five is when a person is a hafiz al-Quran, then he should recite at least three siparas every day, three juz of the Quran every day. And if he's not a hafiz al-Quran, then he should read as much as he can read and slowly increase it to one sipara. Try and increase slowly. And where you get a third category, a person doesn't know how to read at all, then a person should take out time, go to the local imam, find some hafiz who's good in reading and ask him, please help me and teach me to read so that I can read some Quran Sharif. So that's the five points we did up till now. Today we do point number six. Surah Yasin should be recited once every morning after Fajr. The reward of this should be sent to all the elders, right up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All our seniors, our elders, that are responsible for deen reaching us and for even our family members, etc. A person can open up his niyat that Allah send a reward to all these people. And how easy it is. You don't have to wait for any khatam or anything. Every day after Fajr, make it a point of reading Surah Yasin and sending the reward to everyone. Then Surah Mulk should be recited every night after Isha, and Surah Kahf be recited every Friday before Jumu'ah. The easy way of doing it, normally the time is not fixed that you must do it after Isha or you must do it before Jumu'ah, but here they fix it to make it easy for a person. When a person has got a fixed time, then he'll get it done. When the time is not fixed, then a person will get lazy and delay it, and he'll get late and he'll just leave it out. So that's why they're saying that these are the specific times you should try and do it. After Fajr, Surah Yasin. After Isha, read your Surah Mulk. Before Jummah, try and finish Suratul Kahf. When retiring to bed at night, one should recite Surah Nas, Kafirun and Ikhlas and Surah Falaq. Day after, one may spit in the hand and wipe it on himself. The Sunnah method of doing it is read Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Surah Falaq, Surah Nas, blow in the hands and rub it on the body one time. And read it again, keep the hands up like this, read it again, blow in the hand, second time, and again the third time, simple, Qul Wallahu Ahad, finish it, Qul A'udhu Birabbil Falaq, then read Qul A'udhu Birabbin Nas, blow into the hands, and wipe it onto the body. Three times a person should do this before going to bed. The other du'as a person can lie and read, there's no problem. Whilst he's lying in the bed, he can read his other sleeping du'as, but the masnoon way for doing this is a person should sit up, read in his hand, blow, and then just rub it over himself. One should remember all the pious when carrying out any monetary contribution. A person is giving some charity, is giving some contribution anyway, then make niyat at that time. There's something that is so easy, but it's a very easy way of giving isal sawab to people, contributing and sending sawab to people. Is whenever a person is giving any monetary charity also, then make niyat for all my family members, all those marhums that have passed away. When a person does like these kind of things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that when he passes away, there will be people that will give on his behalf also. Why he did it like this? He's giving, we all give at some point, we all are reading at some point, but all we're doing is just taking the trouble, taking extra time to make niyat for all those who have passed away, all the pious, all the people that have passed away from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have make niyat for them. So inshallah we'll stop here. There are others that as we go, it'll become much if we do too many in one day. So what we have learned today is that after Fajr Salah, make it a point of reading Surah Yasin. In fact, we should encourage the people at home also that don't go to sleep immediately. Sometimes the children and the family like to go and sleep immediately after Fajr. We should stop them. At least read Surah Yasin and then go and sleep. Then we make it a point that after Isha, we read Suratul Mulk. Before Jummah Salah, we see that our Suratul Kahf is read. And the other thing that we do is that before we sleep, at least read the pulse and blow. It has many benefits, but one of the benefits is it saves a person from any type of evil, any type of asr, etc. These save it. And Mu'awwadhatain are those two surahs for protection, specific protection, are the Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Nas. They're already included in this Qul that a person is reading. And if a person has no time and he can't read anything else, this also suffices him for reading anything else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As you know, today is Friday. Try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and come early for Jummah Salah. Make it a point of reading Suratul Kahf and take advantage of the time between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah, especially the time before Maghrib Salah. And today, as we know, is one added virtue or one added significance. Today is the 17th of Ramadan and it's a Friday. What happened on the 17th of Ramadan? The Battle of Badr took place. One of the most significant battles in the history of Islam took place on this day, on the 17th of Ramadan. So if you get a chance, at least try to read the story of the Battle of Badr to ourselves, to our family, to whoever we can read it to. Read the story to refresh that on the 17th of Ramadan, what an important, significant event took place in the history of Islam. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.